It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So thankful to have you with us, and a big busy Monday show for you today. We're going to talk a lot about money. We've got Dave Huber and David Fisher both in the house to discuss that. Also Decision 18. And a lot of breaking news as we get started right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have John Kelly, the White House chief of staff.
Yes.
John Kelly now says, that never happened. I didn't say it. Jim Mattis, another person, quoted as saying the president's understanding is like a fifth or sixth grader. He comes out subsequently and says, I didn't say it. Are they lying?
They are not telling the truth.
All right. So your answer is yes, Bob Woodward. You journalist hack. A man who has made a living off of selling books written off anonymous sources because he had one anonymous source at one time that brought down a president. Never seen anything like it. But he's absolutely adamant. And I put this on Twitter this afternoon. Who do you trust? A hack journalist who has made lots of millions of dollars off quoting anonymous people, regardless of their accuracy. Or two highly decorated generals who served their country before going into public service that live by a code. You know, our military lives by different codes than the rest of us, right? You know that they do that voluntarily. It's just, and it's putrefying, given the fact that, you know, he's so sad that his book's not getting any attention because of the anonymous op-ed that was there. Now, Savannah Guthrie tried to press him a bit further, and he refused to use the L word. Cut five.
Have you ever done one of these books, know that you've talked to a source, and then the source comes out publicly after the publication and says, that's not true?
Happens frequently.
Has it happened with this book? Somebody you've talked to comes out and just basically is lying.
Look, I'm not going to, you know, if you want to use the lie word.
I can't find the words. He didn't say that had been the case here. And if from what I understand, I haven't completed the book, but from what I understand from people who have, one of the major problems with the Woodward book is that the sourcing is secondhand, meaning it's somebody heard that somebody said it, not that somebody said it. Oh, I heard so-and-so say that so-and-so said it. Well, okay. So you're basically playing the gossip game, right? Where you sit in the circle and first person that starts out says the right thing, goes for a long time. And then every time I played that game as a kid, whenever it would come to me, you know, they could have said, the grass is greener on the other side. And I'd turn to the next person next to me and say, watermelon. It didn't matter what they said. I was going to change the story. That's fun when you're playing a little preschool game. Not so fun when you're dealing with national public policy. That's just one of a handful of stories. And that's not even, I feel bad that we had to lead with that, but that's what all the news cable channels have been leading with this afternoon. You know, there's a lot of real news. For instance, John Bolton gave a speech this morning. He's canceling any interaction with the criminal court of the United States, which is great with me. Because that thing, when it was set up, we never acknowledged it. We never said we'd be bound to it. It would subject American citizens to a court that would be beyond the reach of our own federal authorities. And if you think I have a problem with federal government having too much power, don't even get me started on some sort of global structure of government. So John Bolton says, nope, not for us. It's dangerous. We're not doing it. Boom, done. He also said in the same speech that we have now closed the Palestinians' offices in D.C. And the reason that we've done that is because they are not committed to a peace deal with Israel. So we said, okay, you're not playing nice. Boom, done, out, gone. That's it. So actually some news that needs to be known is not being covered by the news media. Because they're busy talking to Bob Woodward about his book. Lie to you. Well, it's the ever geriatric Bob Woodward versus the decorated generals. And as far as I'm concerned, I've picked who I'm going to believe there. I go with the generals. Sorry, that makes me too patriotic for your blood, makes me too America-loving, makes me too whatever. I trust two decorated generals over a hack for-profit journalist. Absolutely. Michael Moore made a little bit of news for doing the right thing. Yesterday, David Hogg, the hack activist from the school shooting in Florida, been running around telling people that, you know, none of the stuff that's actually working in states where it's working is working, and all the stuff that he wants to adopt that doesn't work, he wants to do more of. That guy, that kid, he's talking about running for Congress now. He's such a poser. Anyway, he was at an event with Michael Moore, and he actually solicited, this was in Canada, and he actually solicited Canadians to give money to the next presidential campaign. And Michael Moore had to correct him and say, no, that's against the law. Dude, if Michael Moore is your accountability on what is constitutional, you probably shouldn't be doing public appearances. Just saying, that's a bad look. So why don't you guys give money to our next presidential campaign? Yeah, the code is very clear. If foreign nationals give any money to a federal elected office, and that's Congress, Senate, President, if you give any money to the campaign, it's illegal. You can't do that. Can't do that. So I'm sorry that the young David Hogg had to be corrected that badly. What else? Like I said, ton of stuff this afternoon. And one of the things that I think is truly remarkable is that while there is all of this stuff going on, and we've got the hurricane, which, you know, we're going to get a lot of rain. That's all we know at this point. In the New York area. North Carolina, prayers and concerns. South Carolina, about the same. But, you know, we got a big election coming up, and you got Maxine Waters running for Congress. And she, again, impeachment, 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 impeachment. Like, that's the one note that she can't get off of. And then what's really interesting is, and I wrote about this for Town Hall over the weekend, it was the number one piece at Town Hall all day yesterday, even over the breaking news pieces, is that the liberals finally have the fight that they want. This election this year is going to be Obama versus Trump. Now that Obama's on the campaign trail especially, because he's calling the president out by name in his poorly attended. Did you hear about the thing on Saturday? So he and the president had competing events over the weekend. President Trump had 10,000 people at his. Barack Obama had 750 at his first California rally on Saturday. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be Obama's progressive vision versus Trump's let's make America excellent, let's make America great. And when you got people like Jim Carrey now joining him, running around saying, hey, Democrats, stop apologizing for saying that we want to be socialists. We want to be socialists. The circus continues, friends, and we're not going to miss a day of it right here. You better be here every single day. Coming up, an importance in entrepreneurship in America, money, and why did the president call the Benghazi attack on our own consulate a conspiracy theory? And how did one of the survivors react? All straight ahead.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Troubles continue in the Bronx this evening on the southbound side of the Deegan. We're jammed up from the Cross Bronx Expressway right on down towards Grand Concourse. That's all because of emergency construction. It's a missing sewer grade. The left and center lanes are out, and just that right lane is out of service. Northbound slow from the RFK Triborough right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. On the eastbound Cross Bronx, still jammed off the GW Bridge out towards Jerome Avenue. That's all because of an accident being cleared. That's backing up the George Washington Bridge about 20 minutes into the tolls in Fort Lee, New Jersey, both upstairs and down. And, of course, both levels are slow across this band. Westbound Cross Bronx jammed across the Bronx from the Bruckner all the way across to the GW Bridge. Along the way at the Deegan, an accident just cleared from the roadway. As we look at your ride here on Manhattan's West Side Highway, that's a slow go northbound from 96th Street up into the George Washington Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the 50s to the George Washington Bridge. And southbound slow from the 130s down into the 70s. And more delays coming down towards Houston Street. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Boldest Hour, hosted by COBA President Elias Hussamadin, is back on AM 970 and bolder than ever. Set your radio dial for 11 a.m. this Sunday as they tackle the issues everyone else is afraid to discuss. They'll address the continued rise in jail violence and the mayor and governor's failure to protect correction officers. They'll also discuss the myth of closing Rikers and the city's flawed plan to build a new juvenile detention center in the Bronx. All that and much more. If it's Sunday, it's time for The Boldest Hour.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's salute to Staten Island, the fun fact, is brought to you by the Nicotra Group and owners of the Hilton Garden Inn and Lorenzo's Restaurant, Bar and Cabaret, presenting the music of Crosby, Still and Nash and Young, coming up Friday, September 14th. That's this Friday. By the way, listen to the Joe Piscopo Show tomorrow morning at 7:40 to answer the daily trivia question I'm going to give you now. You'll get a head start on being able to find the answer, and you should be first in line when Joe gives the opportunity to win. Daily winners get a $25 gift card from Modell Sporting Goods. They've got three locations on Staten Island and multiple more throughout the tri-state area. And as everybody knows, you got to go to Moe's. All daily winners will be eligible to win a grand prize pair of two tickets to attend the New Year's Eve gala at the Nicotra's Ballroom, the Hilton Garden Inn, valued at more than $400. So here's tomorrow's trivia question right now. Ready for this? Here we go. What former Mexican emperor lived on Staten Island? What former Mexican emperor lived on Staten Island? Again, the question that Joe will be wanting the answer to tomorrow morning at 7:40, what former Mexican emperor lived on Staten Island? Listen tomorrow to the Joe Piscopo for your chance to win.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's very often on Mondays that we talk about your money. We talk about what you should do with your money. We talk about how you should be being a good steward of your money. And on Mondays, we talk about that. On other days, we talk about actually, it's kind of an ongoing recurring theme. Your money is of great concern to me. I want to make sure that we're helping you do everything that you can to steward that money well. And that's one of the reasons why I'm grateful that Tradeway has not only been a tremendous sponsor of this show, but has helped so many of my listeners kind of understand not just their money, but the ability to implement an entrepreneurial mindset for their family, a mindset of legacy for their family, for so many of my listeners, and to create within that situation an opportunity for you to explore some good options for you in terms of starting a family business. Dave Huber is one of those people that has taken that path. Pastor David Mitchell met with him and got him through the Tradeway system a few years ago, and now Dave Huber is actively helping other families go down that same path, and he rejoins us. Dave, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. You're actually going to be at the event that's coming up a little bit later this month. We're glad to hear from you today.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm very glad to be on today, and I'm very excited about the event that's coming up. I can't wait to help some people learn what they should be doing with their money. So many people think that they've got to go to a job to make money, you know, and they'll trade their time for money, and they get stuck going to the same job for years and years and feeling like they're in a dead end. And what they don't realize is if they'll just give their money a job, then perhaps they could spend less time working for money. And so that's what I'll be there at the event, trying to help people see how to do that.
Yeah, let's talk about why it's important that a family business exists, and that there's this kind of developing of one's sense of becoming an entrepreneur. Why is that important?
Well, let me tell you why it's important to me. See, when I met David Mitchell, I was actually still in college, and he was a guest speaker at Laterno University. That's where I attended college. And something your listeners may not know is at the time, I was kind of falling in love with his daughter. Long story short, I'm his son-in-law. But when I first met David, he was teaching about the entrepreneurial spirit in college. And I had never heard about that, which is kind of sad if you think about it. We live in the land of opportunity here in America, where people came for those reasons. And I had made it all the way up into my college years and had still never learned much about entrepreneurialism and starting my own business. So when I heard that from David, I was like, wow, this is for me. That's what I want to do. So I ran to the front and I said, I just had to meet you. What you said really changed my life. I think I'm an entrepreneur. And he said, that's great. And at that moment, then his daughter, Katie, who she and I were already good friends, she walked up and she said, Dave, you're meeting my dad. And that was a pretty cool experience for me. later on, he and I went to lunch and he taught me a whole lot more about entrepreneurialism. And what I found out was that the coolest thing about it is that you don't have to answer to somebody else. You can be your own boss. You can set your own hours. You can set your own pay. And there are so many different ways to start your own business. And the problem so many people have with starting their own business is that they think they don't have enough money to start their own business. But what's cool about stock trading is that the entry costs of stock trading are very, very minimal. I mean, you could go buy a $10 stock and your entry costs are $10, plus a very small commission to a trading broker like E-Trade or Stock Trade or somebody like that. But we're talking very minimal costs. Just about anybody can get started stock trading. So it's a business that you can start from anywhere and on your own time.
And Tradeway really exists to try to help you understand the P's and Q's of all of it, friends. There may be some listening, Dave, that say, well, I'd like to take advantage of the current trends in the marketplace, but I've got to maintain some financial security for my family. So I can't just like abandon the job I'm in, but I don't want to necessarily be there any, you know, that much longer. What would you say to them?
Right. Well, for anyone starting stock trading, they're going to be in that position, just about everybody. I mean, I was in that position because even in college I had jobs, and I couldn't just quit because I had bills to pay and student loans to repay. And I tell you that from experience, I know that you can start something like this and fit it into your life. It does not need to be something that takes over your life. So many people have it in their minds that when they're going to stock trade, they have to be in front of a computer all day, every day. And they get in their minds what they see on TV, you know, the people who just eat, sleep, and breathe stocks. We at Tradeway don't do that. We are all about stock trading. We love it. But we have other things outside of stock trading. We have bigger things that God has called us to, ministries, other businesses, time with our families. And stock trading just happens to be the thing in the background funding it for many of us, you know?
Yeah. And, well, your father-in-law, for example, is someone who was taught these skills and techniques from his grandfather and father. And he's been a pastor for most of his adult life, and he's never taken a salary from his church because what he was given by way of the legacy of how to apply these techniques, he's been able to self-fund what his family needed and not put that burden of a salary onto his church. That's just one way, friend, that this has impacted not just David Mitchell's life, but the life of an entire congregation. Talk to me a little bit, Dave, about what people will experience on the weekend of September 28th and 29th at Nyack College.
Okay, so when you get to the event, you're going to be welcomed with a handshake and a smile by me, because I'll be there, probably by my dad, who later became a stock trader after I did, and also my mom. She'll be there as well. We really believe in the concept of the family business, so you're going to meet my family. And when you get there, we're going to give you a workbook to follow along with. We've got some refreshments in the back. You're going to sit down, and we're going to start the presentation. And what will surprise you is how little it feels like a complex matter. It actually just feels like a fun event where you're hearing stories and you're learning basic principles that make the stock market work. And then somewhere along the way, you realize I'm actually learning stock trading here. And wow, this is not hard at all.
All right, friends.
How did I never do this before?
This sounds like a total, total fun thing. And if you register your household, and you can bring your entire family for $99.95, just that's one ticket for the whole family, $99.95. And if you do that, they're going to give you a second ticket to invite a friend of another family as well. But right, it's 28th and 29th, and you can call right now to register, 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE. You can also go online to register at tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com. You can also go through our radio station's websites, click through on the banner, and that'll get you to tradeway.com as well. But just the easiest is just to call 877-907-TRADE. 877-907-TRADE, and then put it down on your calendar for September 28th and 29th at Nyack College in Lower Manhattan. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have light rain and 61 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. New York City's tribute in light will continue tomorrow. The two blue light beams reaching up to 4 miles into the sky will appear from dusk to dawn to commemorate the anniversary of the attacks on Lower Manhattan. Assembled on the roof of the Battery parking garage south of 9/11 Memorial, the beams are comprised of 88 7,000-watt light bulbs echoing the shape of the former Twin Towers. The tribute in light was first presented 6 months after September 11th and has been seen each September 11th since then. Police are on the hunt for a violent robber who beat up store clerks in Manhattan. John de Blasio owns Seward Park Liquors on Ludlow Street, where the suspect attacked his son by throwing glass bottles at him Sunday afternoon.
Well, he's very upset. I mean, the guy was chasing around trying to kill him with a bottle.
Shortly after, the suspect robbed Reno Fashion on LaGuardia Place near the NYU campus, kicking and punching an employee in his 60s, along with an 88-year-old woman. Governor Cuomo is ignoring his opponent, Cynthia Nixon, and is instead going after President Trump in a speech today in Syracuse. The governor delivered a 15-minute speech where he called Trump a madman and urged his supporters in Syracuse to make the September 13th primary an unlucky day for Trump. The governor blasted Trump for being tough on Twitter and not much else. In sports, Jets open their 2018 season on the road in Detroit against the Lions tonight at 7:10. Yankees are in Minnesota, and the Mets game versus Miami has been postponed. The makeup game will be rescheduled as part of a single admission doubleheader this coming Wednesday, September 12th, beginning at 4:10. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, city-bound GW Bridge, about a 20 to 30-minute delay, and both levels are slow across the span onto the eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway because of an accident right in the area of Jerome Avenue. Lincoln Tunnel on the city-bound side, we're looking at delays about 15 minutes. Outbound side, about 15 as well. 5 to 10 in at the Holland, 20 going back to the Garden State. Rain could be heavy at times at any point tonight. Overnight low 68, mostly cloudy tomorrow. Rain possible, high of 83. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How you feeling about what you look like in the mirror? Do you not like what you see? Well, you know what? About, 45 days ago, I didn't either. And it's one of the reasons why I said to Dr. Melinda Keller, hey, I know it works. It's been proven to work. You guarantee 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. I'm in. Friends, 32 pounds later, people in the office can't keep making remarks about how much weight I've lost and how healthy I look and what a spryer step I have and how my cheekbones look more pronounced because of all of it. Not that I care about much of any of that, but I feel healthier. I know I'm healthier, and I owe it all to Dr. Melinda Keller and the incredible weight loss program that only she has. 718-234-6212 is the number. Call and see for yourself. She will guarantee the results. 718-234-6212. 6212. I'm 32 pounds lighter. 718-234-6212 or myfatlossexpert.com.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, September 25th at Lenny's Clam Bar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard, Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., then in Maspeth, Queens on Wednesday, September 26th at Connolly's Corner, 71-17 Grand Avenue at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And finally at the Adria, 221-17 Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens on Friday, September 28th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Continuing coverage of Decision 2018, unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
All right, that's enough of that. You know, I'm curious about something because it strikes me as odd. How can someone who stood and shook his finger at the American people and said, those jobs are never coming back? Remember that? He talked about the production jobs. He talked about the kind of impact of that part of the economy. He's like, those jobs are never coming back. And now they've come roaring back. And somehow his credit to take for all of this, when in reality, it was the unleashing of his 2000 regulations on business, executive regulations that he put on business that really started the economic recovery. It was not even the tax reform. It was when President Trump started undoing all of those small business regulations that you saw the economy really take off. Anyway, we've got a lot to cover today, and I've invited David Fisher, who's with us on Money Mondays, to spend some extra time because the economy is going to be part of the discussion going into the elections. And David, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being back.
My pleasure. I love the numbers that President Trump has put in our current environment, and he's clearly growing the economy. I mean, that is just factual. I don't see how anybody can say otherwise.
Yeah. Well, and along those lines, he just signed an executive order of his own. He mostly was undoing Obama executive orders, but he just signed one of his own that is aimed at boosting retirement savings. What's that all about?
Well, we haven't addressed the retirement savings since the year 2001, Kevin. What this executive order is aimed at boosting retirement savings for America to put more money in their pockets, allowing them to not pull out as much money per year, called an RMD, which gets required minimum distribution, which gets triggered at 70 and a half. And the IRS has some tables to figure out how much money you're supposed to pull out, which is based upon your age and how much is in their retirement. Long story short, this is actually putting more money in the American Americans' pockets by saying, we're not going to force you to take out as much money as you should under the current plan. So they're reviewing the rules by the IRS, and that's what this executive order does. One of two things. The second thing is he's trying to lower the cost for small businesses to set up 401ks because the infrastructure, the cost is just erroneous.
Well, and I think both of those, if you're talking about a healthy workforce, I think both of those are really, really good, because if we can let the average worker save more and not force them to take as much out, that's all good financial health, right?
Absolutely. What a great concept, putting more money in Americans' pockets. In essence, it's just piggybacks the tax incentive break that they gave us here recently.
Yeah. Well, another thing that the president has been doing, and he's going to be judged on this in the election. Make no mistake about it, friends. This is an Obama versus Trump election, even though neither one of them are on the ballot. And he struck independent deals with Mexico. But Canada was not able to come to an agreement. These are in efforts to replace the old NAFTA agreement. What are the markets doing in response so far?
Well, Friday, Thursday, the market was up when we struck an agreement in the aftermath of Mexico. Friday, they went down because we couldn't get one with Canada. It still kind of lingers today. There's threat more tariffs might be put in place. But, you know, all in all, Kevin, the economy is doing great. Non-farm payrolls grew 201,000 in August, and Reuters thought they're going to grow by 191,000. That's a phenomenal increase. And hourly wages are jumped 2.9%, while, again, Reuters thought it would only be 2.7%. We have the unemployment rate at a generation low of 3.9%, according to the Bureau of Labor Stats, and we are in a wage growth at the highest since April 2009. So the numbers, whether we get these tariffs or not, I think we're going to still have a growing economy. It will be some drag a little bit on the market, but the economy is growing.
Speaking of tariffs, where are we at with China?
China, you know, they're threatening about, President Trump is threatening to induce $267 billion of tariffs. It's not going to be a good thing if this does happen. There's several companies and ports already reporting saying if this happens, it's going to could possibly trigger a recession. It's not coming from Democrats. This is just across the board. So it's I don't know if that's going to be a wise thing. That's why President Trump is thinking. He could have already done this, but he's thinking twice about this.
One of the interesting things about all of this is that we haven't talked about interest rates and the Fed in a while. Any action that you see happening on that front this week?
Well, the Fed is going to come out and announce probably a quarter rate in a hike this week. It's the September rate hike. There is a 72% chance, according to the Fed survey, that we will have a fourth rate hike this year in December, around the 15th. So this now economists are saying that the economy is actually overheating, and that's why the Fed has to raise rates. You know, that's why we didn't raise them before under Obama. There's another fact that says the economy is growing. So this could actually cause some recessionary environment because they're unwinding the balance sheet and raising rates at the same time, a big challenge.
All right. So we continue with David Fisher. There's more Money Monday straight ahead, but that's the stuff that impacts the elections. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lois and Richard Nicotra have been cornerstones of the Staten Island community for more than 40 years. They're owners of the fabulous Hilton Garden Inn, Nicotra's Ballroom, Lorenzo's Restaurant, Bar and Cabaret, and Above, an indoor-outdoor rooftop event space. Whatever the occasion, wedding, anniversary, birthday, retirement, corporate events, meetings, etc., the Nokotras can accommodate private events from 20 to 1,000 guests and everything in between. From an intimate private gathering in Lorenzo's to above and above rooftop, sophisticated modern event spaces with panoramic views of the New York City skyline. If you like great food and award-winning performers, and who doesn't, plan to visit Lorenzo's Cabaret on Friday, September the 14th. The show will celebrate the music of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Relive Woodstock classics like Marrakesh Express, Our House, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Heart of Gold, and more. And come and see our very own Joe Piscopo performing at Lorenzo's on March 22nd. Make your reservations today. Call 718-477-2400, extension 5. That's 718-477-2400, extension 5. Or book online at lorenzosdining.com. A treat for the eyes, ears, and taste buds.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here for Blue Rock Energy. It never hurts to explore your options, and at Blue Rock, there's a lot to explore, like fixed, variable, and blended energy rate plans for your business, a full range of services to help reduce energy consumption, and a level of predictability that your local utility can't match. Plus, our energy advisors are there every step of the way, so whatever choice you make, you know it's the right one. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today and learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Another AM 970 Business Networking Breakfast is happening on Thursday, October the 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Join us for an amazing breakfast and learn how to build great business relationships during our panel discussion with Steve Adubato of PBS, featuring Mitch Modell of Modell Sporting Goods and Joan Herman, host of Conversations with Joan. Joe Piscopo and the morning team be broadcasting live 6 to 10 from the college. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on October the 11th at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Look around, look around.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The CEO of that Landmark Capital is none other than David Fisher, and you see him on TD Ameritrade Network, and you've seen him on Newsmax TV, and of course he's here every Monday, and we're talking about the economy and all the news of where things are at, and I anticipate that this fall is just going to be crazier and crazier, particularly around the election, David, because I think, you know, depending on what the voters decide, the markets are going to respond, and if there's a a lurch away from the Trump policies, I think that we might see some reaction to that in November, but we'll have to wait and see what that brings about. Let's talk about, and we love doing this, that we've entered the fall kind of unofficially. It doesn't come till later this month, but after Labor Day in my house, we always consider it the fall because that's when school starts. And we've got a brand new contest that we're rolling out, and I want you to tell everybody about it and kind of the significance of the coin and what we're doing this time.
Well, you know, President Trump is trying to make America great, and I think he's doing a great job doing it with much opposition, I will say. It's all about expanding the economy, and how you do that, one of many ways, is you create better trade negotiations. And something that was very historic that we actually had a little short contest on a couple weeks ago on your program, and the answer was the Panama Canal. So the Panama Canal was a very historic event, and most people might not realize this. We bought the piece of land from Panama for $10 million to protect them from Nicaragua, and under 1997, later on, we gave it back to them under Jimmy Carter. But this opened up trade, and it was started being built in 1903. It finished in 1914, but really celebrated in America in 1915 in San Francisco at the Panama Exposition in San Francisco. It was a World's Fair, and in commemorating what President Trump is trying to do and us helping people diversify into gold, we're going to give away a historic coin, a 1915 $20 gold piece St. Gaudens coin, MS64 grade, and the value of the coin, we can conservatively say it's around $1,500. My competitors say it's worth somewhere around $1,600 to $2,000, but we're going to be conservative. But there's a lot of phenomenal things that were happening in 1915, and we're giving away a gold coin, a free book, and a consultation with myself on called the Financial Blueprint to help people understand how they're diversifying the precious metals and the need for that.
Yeah, that consultation, as you've given it to our last two winners, that has actually turned into some very eye-opening conversation for them, because I think that they were just surprised at how needed it is to understand their own portfolio and so forth. So I really want people not to undervalue that. But that book you made mention of in passing there is also quite interesting. And since the coin is of such a rare vintage, this book becomes even more interesting. Describe the book and what's in there.
Well, it's a guidebook of United States coins. It talks about all the coins that the United States minted, why they were minted, the stories behind them, and how many they minted, and also how to invest in coins. So it's the most widely bought book, second to the Bible, and we're giving away that book to help people understand the markets.
Well, and as they invest in coins or are considering about it, it's also a good reference for them to see. That's the book my 8-year old would just totally be attracted to, because he just loves to just pore over these things with the pictures and the details and the data and all that stuff. So, friends, it's a really beautiful work. This whole prize package is amazing. And here's how you register for it. You go to the website of the radio station, either AM570themission.com or AM970theanswer.com. And if you're listening somewhere else, you can go to either one of those websites, and that's fine. You can also call David's team at 844-604-2575 and register for your chance to win. We're giving this away in December, so this is kind of our giveaway leading up to the Christmas season, and this will be really, really special. David, when we awarded the last one, I mean, they were excited when we told them on air, but then they got the coin in their hand, and what happened then?
No, they took actually videotapes of the FedEx driver delivering the package, opening the box, looking at the coin, and the conversation I had with them long after all that, they were still just as much as excited. And I'm actually having another conversation with them, maybe as early as today. I'm going to see if we can work that in. But they're very excited about the possibility of maybe looking into further investing in precious metals.
Yeah. Well, diversification is going to be important. And if the global economy is not crystally clear, smooth riding all the way out, friends, you're gonna wish you had diversified a bit as well, because as good as the stock market has and can be, if you have all the eggs in one basket, David, that's a poor strategy.
Absolutely. You know, we're having a lot of news media coming out saying that we're not prepared, near prepared for a crisis like we were even before. And then most of it we weren't prepared for in 2000 and 2008. And the news is coming out saying, you know, you got to think about matter of it's not if but when. And you know, gold went up 50% in 2008 and a multi-year run, so it tells us that gold plays a very viable, important role in a diversified portfolio, that when the time comes, the correction happens, gold will usually rally.
Yeah. Well, call David's office today. Get all the details about that. You can also get the new newsletter. Came out last week, titled Tariffs, the Untold Story, Part 2. You can find out more about their 2018 white paper, which is really important. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate? And you can request both of those at landmarkgold.com or 844-604-2575. But again, that beautiful $20 one-ounce gold coin commemorating the 1915 minting in San Francisco and the Panama Canal and that whole story, plus the book, plus the consultation, you don't want to not register for that. Go to the website or call them today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at some very heavy volume on Manhattan's West Side Highway heading uptown from the 70s right up to the George Washington Bridge. Riverside Drive will offer you a little bit of relief. On the FDR traveling northbound, we're looking at delays from the 30s to the RFK Triborough Bridge and slowing down the ramp to the GW Bridge. Eastbound Cross Bronx jammed off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue with an accident being cleared. Westbound slows from 3rd Avenue into the George Washington Bridge. On the Deegan northbound, we're slow from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Southbound side, we're slow from Fordham Road right on down towards the area Grand Concourse. It's emergency construction, and looks like only the right lane is squeezing by. As we take a look at your ride across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, because the Cross Bronx is so slow, we're looking at delays of 20 to 30 minutes for the lower level, 35 to 40 minutes for the upper level. Both levels jammed right across the span. Lincoln Tunnel, 15 minutes in, 15 minutes out. Holland Tunnel, 10 in, and more like 15 to 20 going back into New Jersey. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. And it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's 3 layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus 2 free pillows when you call. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. Use promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That's 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, every single day, trying to help you understand the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. And of course, trying to do all of it through the grid of clear thinking. That's really the underlying premise of what we're doing here. And I want to say thank you to great sponsors that help us do this, not the least of which is Mr. Mike Lindell of the amazing MyPillow. If you have not yet responded, that very, very awesome deal, a complete new sleep system, which includes the bed topper, the two free pillows that go with it, and a totally different sleep experience for you, guaranteed. Best sleep you've ever had or your money back. They let you try it for 60 days. There's nothing to lose there, but you're going to get 30% off the bed topper and you get the pillows for free. Just use the promo code and use the phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and get that today. That offer will not last forever. But a brand new sleep system, and I think it comes in at somewhere under $200, I think. I mean, it's really an amazing deal. Call for yourself. Don't quote me on the price. Just know that they're going to take 30% off whatever that total is, and you get the pillows for free. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. All right, this weekend there was a veteran that took exception to what former President Barack Obama said over his weekend campaign stops. The former president said that the Benghazi investigations had been conspiracy theories. And so Chris Peronto, a survivor of the Benghazi attack, said, a conspiracy, President Obama? How about we do this? Let's put you on top of a roof with six of your buddies and shoot RPGs and AK-47s at you while terrorists lob 81-millimeter mortars, killing two of your buddies, all while waiting for the U.S. support that never came. He had his Twitter account deactivated by Twitter because of that tweet. But friends, everything that he said is true. He wasn't threatening the president. He wasn't saying, we want to shoot you. He was saying, you've not walked a mile in my shoes. How can you call what we experienced that night a conspiracy theory? That implies it didn't happen and that those of us that went through it were crazy to say that it did. Just because there were no convictions from criminal charges of wrongdoing doesn't mean that we didn't abandon our boys, that we didn't lie to the American people about why they died, and that we didn't send the support that they were begging for when it happened. Those things did happen, and we should take note to not forget that. It's not a conspiracy, Mr. President. It's history, something you've never been very good at. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.